From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm John Idstey. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will. Nice to talk to you again.
Hi, John. Welcome back to the show.
Say, I understand that you've got the puzzle world in a bit of a tizzy, though, after people struggled over the puzzle you gave them last week. What's going on?
Well, I tell you, it's my worst nightmare as a puzzler, because the challenge I gave last Sunday had no solution. This is what I asked. I said it came from Eric Iverson of Eagan, Minnesota. And I said, take a word that means a shirt or blouse, for example, in seven letters. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet. Read the result backward, and you'll name a crime. Now, my intended answer was garment and larceny. Unfortunately, this works for only four of the seven letters. I misunderstood what Eric was asking, which was a different puzzle entirely. And as Eric pointed out to me afterward, there is no pair of seven-letter words with any definitions that do what I asked. Interestingly, though, one listener proved that my puzzle was impossible and then used it as the basis for his own related challenge, which I'll give later on.
And the author of that puzzle is on the line with us now. We've invited him to play today's puzzle game. Ron Hayter joins us from Vancouver, British Columbia. Hi, Ron.
Hi, John.
Say, congratulations on getting the Olympics.
No, thank you.
And I'd like to reserve that bedroom. Don't give it away to anyone else. I'll be up there. You may be the first Canadian puzzle player ever on our program. What do you do in Vancouver?
I'm a computer programmer. Mm-hmm. So I actually wrote a computer program in Java to search a dictionary and apply the transformation to try to come up with a pair of words. And then I was intending to look at the list of solutions and come up with a shirt or blouse and a crime, but in fact I didn't find any solutions.
Well, thanks for being such a good sport, and for doing that you get to play the on-air puzzle today with Will. So, Will, meet Ron, and let's play the puzzle.
Hi, Will.
Hi, Ron and John. I'm going to give you clues for two words. The first word has a PH, pronounced as an F, somewhere inside it. Drop the PH, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said something that rings, and to possess, you would say phone and own.
Right.
All right, number one is an ancient Egyptian ruler and a pointer.
Pharaoh and arrow.
That's correct. Number two, a popular Egyptian tourist attraction, and goes down.
Sphinx and sinks.
Excellent. To change into, and the opposite of less.
Morph and more.
Excellent. The study of pronunciation, and a gemstone used in cameos. If you're in grade school and they're teaching pronunciation.
Oh, onyx and onyx.
That's it. Globes. Your first clue is globes. And the second clue is a competitor of J.C. Penney.
Spheres and spheres.
Excellent. Try this one. A clear fluid in the body and an arm or leg.
Lymph and limb.
That's right. Stuff that's stuck in the throat and an astronaut's vehicle.
Limb and limb.
That's it. A slender, graceful woman and the bottom of a window.
Sylph and sill.
Excellent. A tube for drawing off liquid. And your second clue is descendant. A descendant.
Siphon and scion.
That's good. A showy flower and security devices. And security devices as things that would appear indoors.
Oh, flocks and locks.
That's it. Secret writing and a person who says, alas.
Cipher and sire.
That's it. And your last one, the way something is worded. And your second clue is elevating. And if you're in a poker game, and you want to up the amount of money, this is what you would be doing.
Raise.
Elevating.
Raising.
Yes. Put phrasing. A PH in. There you go. Phrasing is it.
Phrasing and raising. Okay.
Right. All right.
Great job, Ron.
Well, thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, featuring print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Ron, tell us what public radio station you hear up there in Vancouver.
Well, we're only about 120 miles as the radio signal flies from Seattle and Tacoma, so I support KPLU in Tacoma and KUOW in Seattle.
Well, good for you. Ron Hader from Vancouver, British Columbia, thank you so much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you. I enjoyed that.
Now, Will, we promised we'd offer Ron Hader's puzzle to work on for this week's challenge. Could you give us that puzzle, please?
Yes. Think of a six-letter word that names a place with running water. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet so that A becomes N, B becomes O, etc. And the result will be the same word spelled backward. So again, a six-letter word that names a place with running water. Shift each letter 13 spaces around the alphabet. The result will be the same word spelled backward. What word is it?
And when you have the answer, email us at puzzle@npr.org. That's P-U-Z-Z-L-E at npr.org. Only one entry per person. Our deadline is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, John.